listener production.
Hey, I'm former Australian beach sprinter and fitness trainer, Katie Williams. For 4 weeks last year, I took on my biggest challenge yet. I went on Big Brother. Before I went in the house, I came into the studio and brain dumped everything I was feeling about the show, why I wanted to do it, what I wanted to get out of it, what made me excited about the series, and what scared me. Now that I'm out of the house, I want to listen to everything I said pre-Big Brother for the first time and see how everything played out. I fear that I'm going to miss my food. I love healthy food and healthy cooking. I'm obsessed with coffee. We may not get coffee in there. I'm not going to get my rosé that I like to drink on the weekends. I'm not going to be able to watch Netflix. I'm not going to be able to listen to podcasts. I'm not going to be able to read. I'm not going to be able to stay connected with the outside world, knowing what's going on in the news. If COVID still exists, if my little baby nephew is growing up and is he smiling, he's literally going to be so big by the time I get out of the house. Oh my God, she has no idea what's coming for her. We did get some rosé in the house. It wasn't my kind of rosé, but we got rosé every 3 days. But we'd get like a white, red, or a rosé, and you'd have to share it. You get like a tiny little glass every 3 days after an eviction ceremony. I did miss my family. I missed my food. We were on rations. We had chickpeas, cans of tuna, eggs, and white food with no flavor, no salt, no sugar, literally nothing with taste. My little baby nephew was massive when I came out of the house. Like I said, I was gone for almost a month, and babies grow so quickly. I missed my family so much. I had friends come to the Big Brother house, and that scene was cut. That was for a temptation challenge, and that scene was cut. That was very sad. I wanted to see them, and I wanted to see it on television. We didn't get any Netflix, but we did get one movie. We got a movie night. We got to watch Bridesmaids, and it was the best thing ever. It brought the whole mood up in the house, and I was on a high for like a week for watching a movie. You're so deprived of everything, and to just be able to sit down and watch a movie and switch my mind off was like heaven. This challenge, I'm hoping, will give me great self-awareness, even more self-awareness. It'll allow me to reflect on the last year that's been, even the last few years that's been. In the house, I'm going to have so much time to think and reflect and debunk the last few years. My life has been a pretty crazy ride over the last few years. So many great opportunities and so many things that have just sort of swept by me without me being able to think about them. And I'm now going to have 10 weeks of deep reflection, which I think is really cool. Girl, you are so wrong. What was she thinking? I thought I was going to go into Big Brother and be able to put my feet up and just have all this time to reflect on my life and think about the epic opportunities I've had over the last few years and the challenges. And I was going to use this as this mental break. Absolutely not. Day one, no sleep, challenges, hardly any food, no coffee for 2 weeks. I didn't go to the toilet for 8 days. I was on edge, stressed, and competing to save my spot in the game. It was like Survivor. I didn't have time to think. I didn't have time to be reflective. I didn't even have time to actually be with my own thoughts ever. You're constantly around people. There's no escaping. You're in four walls. Big Brother is talking to you. You've got challenges every 3 days. You've got food challenges and 24-hour challenges and house tasks and secret missions. There was no time to reflect on who I am or where I want to go in my life or how I'm playing the game. It was just like survival mode the whole game. I couldn't have been more wrong. I was completely blindsided by how intense and how hard this game truly is. And I like to think I'm pretty resilient, but this game near broke me. I mean, I love it and I'll do it again, but what was she thinking? I thought it was going to be a holiday. It absolutely wasn't. It was survive. It was survival, survive or die. Before starting this challenge, I've been doing a lot of self-work. Throughout the podcast, I've done work on self-criticism and perfectionism. I've done work on imposter syndrome. I've done manifestation challenges, which I actually manifested this television series. I've done a zoo challenge, which was testing me physically and mentally, definitely pushing me physically harder than I've ever been pushed before. I feel like the preparation from Better For It is really going to help me as a strong athlete in this show. One thing that a lot of people don't know was that I actually did manifest Big Brother. I had it written on my vision board for years, and I spoke about it with Holly Azzopardi, who is a manifestation coach, and she does a lot of energy work. She's also psychic. She came into the studio, and I had discussed Big Brother with her before it came about, and it came about, and it was divine timing. I trusted the universe, and it just kind of landed. And people are going to think that I'm a wacko, but I don't really care. I did manifest it. It was bloody amazing. And the challenges I did with Better For It really did prepare me for the show, because I have quit coffee for a Better For It challenge. I have quit sugar for a Better For It challenge. I did a meditation challenge. And when it comes to the, self-criticism and perfectionism, I had to let go of the insecurities that I had about my body image or my skin or what I look like, or, you know, even imposter syndrome. Like, do I feel deserving to be there? Yes, I do. I earned my place on the show, and I proved myself on the show, and I played hard. One thing that was really evident for me was actually watching myself on television with no makeup on. You know, I put weight on in the house. I think I put 5 kilos on, or 4 kilos. I was looking at the show thinking, wow, like I felt like I wasn't looking my best. I was tired, I was inflamed, and I really had bad breakouts. My skin had never been worse when I was in the Big Brother house. Was that because of the aircon or the diet change? Probably. The stress, probably. There's a lot of reasons why my skin broke out, and a lot of reasons why I didn't feel like I looked my best. But I watched it and just felt proud. You know, I watched it and felt like, wow, I'm sitting back here looking at myself crying, looking at myself from angles that I don't particularly like, but that is what you put yourself up for. You're putting yourself up on a show where, you know, a bunch of Australians are watching you and judging you. I've been judged on platforms. I've been trolled. I've been made fun of for what I look like, my skin breaking out. I've been made fun of for my personality. And I feel proud that I can sit back and still feel happy with the person that I am, and watch myself on camera and still feel proud. Yes, I still look at it and think, oh, like, you know, I wish I looked a bit better on television, or I wish I put a bit of makeup on for this shot. But the whole point of doing a show like this is to be able to look at yourself and go within and find reasons to grow and to keep pushing yourself and to keep putting yourself in uncomfortable and uncertain situations. And I'm proud of that. I exposed myself and I was vulnerable. And, you know, there's nothing more terrifying than putting yourself out there to Australia to cop backlash and to be self-reflective. And that's exactly what I did. I'm proud of how I went. I'm proud of how I played. And I'm proud of how I feel now looking back on the episodes. All in all, I'm so stoked to have done the show, and I'm not Big Brother Katie. I'm Katie Williams, who did Big Brother, and it's just a part of my life and an epic once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I will always be grateful for. So that's it for my time in the Big Brother house. As you know, I'm always looking for ways to be better for it. So was I better for it going in the Big Brother house? Yes, I was. I was so much better for it. I pushed myself physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. I put myself out of my comfort zone constantly in this uncertain environment. I learned a lot about myself. I was reflective. I felt like I was pretty self-aware. I stuck to my values. I stuck to my morals. I feel that I played an integral game. I made beautiful friends and connections in the house, lifelong friends. We shared this epic once-in-a-lifetime opportunity together that 0.01% of the population ever get to experience. I've entered the Big Brother family, which is all the past contestants who I'm speaking to now, and 110% I was better for it, and I would go back and play this game in a heartbeat. To stay up to date with my next challenge, follow me on Instagram at Katie Williams.
Listener.